Every part of the candy cane has something about Jesus on it. There's a lot that you can learn from them.
Let's learn a little about what that famous candy cane means. Do you like candy canes? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. When it comes to candy canes, you might wonder why the colors, why the stripes, and why that shape. Well, the Bible talks about Jesus saying, "By his stripes we are healed." So the stripes can remind us of how Jesus was beaten. That suffering is part of why Jesus was born. And the colors? Well, the red stripes stand for the blood that Jesus shed for us. And the white stands for having our sins washed away when we trust in him. And how about the shape? Well, it turns out that the candy cane upside down is the letter J. And that should remind you of Jesus. Our story today is called Candy Cane. "Can we have a candy cane?" asked Josh as he looked at the striped candy canes hanging on the Christmas tree. "Yeah, can we please?" echoed his sisters, Adrienne and Nicole. "All right," Mom said. "But as you eat them, I want you to think about how they remind us of the reason we celebrate Christmas." Each of the kids quickly selected a red and white striped candy cane from the tree. Nicole held her candy cane at arm's length and stared at it. "I don't really see what candy canes have to do with Christmas, except that it's the time of year when you always see lots of them. Or maybe it's because there's red on them. Christmas colors are red and green." "Nah, that's not a good enough reason," said Josh. He stared at his candy cane too. "Hey," he exclaimed. "Part of our Sunday school verse last week said, 'By his stripes we are healed.' So the stripes can remind us of how they whipped Jesus." "That's a part of the Easter story," said Adrian. "It doesn't have anything to do with Christmas." "Oh, but it does," said Mom. "It has to do with why Jesus came to earth. He came to suffer and die and take the punishment for our sins so those who trust in him could be saved." "So maybe the red stripe on the candy cane can stand for the blood Jesus shed for us when he died on the cross," said Nicole. "And the white can stand for having our sins washed away when we trust in Jesus," added Adrian. Josh nodded. "And look," he said, holding his candy cane upside down. "When you hold it this way, it's a J. A J for Josh," he grinned as his sister started to protest. "Just kidding," he said. "It's a J for Jesus." "Excellent thinking," said Mom. "Those are all great ways candy canes remind us of the real reason we celebrate Christmas, Jesus being born into the world so he could die for us on the cross. I hope these candy canes will help you remember that, not only at Christmas, but all year long." Well, how about you? Do you get excited about Christmas and all the food, parties, and presents that go along with it? Those are all good things, but don't forget the real reason we celebrate Christmas, Jesus being born so he could die to save us from our sin. This Christmas, receive the best gift of all, eternal life with Jesus. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first. Then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse for today is 1 Timothy 1:15.
"Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners."
And our key thought: Jesus was born to save you. Looking forward to Christmas? Are you ready for your favorite holiday traditions? Well, tick off the days with Keys for Kids Radio's Advent cards. Starting December 1st, find each day's Christmas story on the Advent card. Talk with your family through the questions and ask God to help you apply the verse to your life. Each card is designed to help you stay connected to Jesus throughout the hectic holiday season. Countdown to Christmas with Keys for Kids Radio Advent cards at keysforkids.net and tap Countdown in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.